What is up, everyone, and welcome to episode 28 of the FMC show. With us, as always, we've got the likely lads Parkera.
Kia ora, how we going?
And the super duper duper swan.
I like that intro. Yes, I'm here, I'm alive.
I try
How's
and give you an awesome he intro every day. We actually thought he had snuffed it, to be fair, because he's normally one of the first ones here, and today he was just dead slow.
I know, I woke up quite late, and then I had to get a coffee to wake myself up, and the boys were worried about me, so they thought, I like how the first thought you guys was I was in Chester. I love how that's the first thought you guys had about me.
We thought maybe you'd gone on like a stag do or something, I don't know.
We'll go as a one-off, like as a one-week special.
Is that a one-off? Okay, I'll let you off this once then.
Yeah.
Until next week.
Yeah, until next week.
I was going to say.
If you're late next week, we're taking you to Chester and putting you in the stocks.
Yeah, I'll do it myself.
We're glad you're not dead though, Swan, really.
Oh, cheers, guys. I appreciate that. I like to know that I'm supported.
As of today, we are still on an average of 71 audience size, which is excellent. We've not dropped down. We've got 2,211 total plays, and we have 24 countries. And do you know what that means?
Very nice.
Very nice. It means we've gotten one more country than we had before.
Oh, do we know what the country is?
We do.
Oh, we do.
Oh, I like this game. I like the game of trying to guess the new country.
Do you want to have a guess?
The
thing is I looked up how many countries there are, and we've got a hell of a lot more countries to get, yeah. So playing guess the country at this level is like finding a needle in a haystack, but go for it.
Are we allowed to know what continent it's in? Just to give us an idea.
I don't know. I think it's in Europe.
Oh,
I'm so bad at geography. I don't know the continents. I honestly don't know the continents. Geography is not my strong point.
But I would have thought with football, because my whole knowledge of geography is based on football teams.
Yeah, but again, with me being a Newcastle fan, I don't really do football
say that
outside
right.
of England.
Yeah. Saying all that right, I can't say anything because I did my latest episode this week and I kept on referring to Liverpool United as the North East Derby. For like throughout the whole episode, and then right at the end, I went, it's the West. So I can't say nothing to be fair.
Northeast is Newcastle and the other side, basically.
Yeah, I did say that. I'm pretty sure that'll probably be Newcastle Sunderland, to be honest. And then, when I seen the news arc, I was like, I left it in.
Let's just scrap that and just redo this whole episode, shall we? No, so I think it used to be British ruled, I think. If my history serves me correctly, I think it used to be British ruled. That helped.
Not really.
That could be half of the world.
Yeah.
Well, at one stage, it was over half the world, I think.
Yeah. But at least that narrows it down to half the world and not the whole world. So it's a hint.
Trinidad and Tobago.
We've already got them. We got them last week.
Oh, that's why it was in my head.
Jamaica?
No, she did it on off her own back. What?
What?
Oh, that was poor. That was poor.
We'll let the viewers figure that out.
Yeah, click, click. Oh, bloody Nora.
Has it clicked? Has it clicked?
Yeah.
No, it is Gibraltar.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right? Yeah, they did used to be English ruled, didn't they?
Well, they're still in English territory, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they are. And they're in Europe as well, so I was right on that.
I think the little rock they're called, or the big rock, something like that.
Rock of Gibraltar, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Rock of Gibraltar.
Why do I think of The Rock off wrestling, even though I never liked The Rock or actually watched wrestling when The Rock was in it?
Oh, The Rock was my favourite when
didn't
it went.
Didn't he call people Gibraltars or something?
No.
I know Gibraltar has a national team because it's in Football Manager. I know that.
And I think the runway for the airport goes across a highway.
We've got quite a good knowledge of Gibraltar here, guys. So, welcome to the person who listens from Gibraltar. We know all about your country, really.
Yeah. We haven't scared you off.
Yeah. We know about your airport. Right, okay. So, yeah, that's where we're at. So, brilliant. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Just let me throw this out here now. If you can, please do leave a review and a like. And make sure it's 5 stars or more.
Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work. Yep. There we go.
Doesn't register.
See how, do you like how we split that into two parts now? I say that bit and then Super Swan jumps in.
It's kind of the story of my life, really. Just jumping in everywhere whenever I want to, really.
It's welcomed. That was the point. It was the point. I stopped where I stopped so you could jump in and get your... Or it doesn't count. It's our thing now. It's a thing we do.
I like it. I like having a thing.
Yeah, we've got a thing. We've got things and everything now on this show. Save updates. Parkera.
Yep, sweet.
I believe you deleted it last week, didn't you? So I'm guessing.
So there's no updates.
Yeah.
Not for Football Manager. I've got save updates, but there's no Football Manager save updates.
Oh, right. Give us your farming and truckings updates.
Are you farming anywhere near a football stadium?
Nah, not the stage. I should try it though. Maybe I can do some mowing in the on the pitches or something.
Yeah, get a job as
groundsman.
Groundsman, yeah.
Yeah, the Football Manager groundsman mod.
Yep.
Yeah, trucking's all right.
Make it a thing. Get like the Football Manager mod on
trucking on Farm Simulator.
Yeah.
And could do that. Might be a new expansion, future
and
DLC.
You could do all the grounds within a vicinity of your hub.
And yeah. I could drive the tractors there in my truck for the trucking.
Exactly. Yeah. So you can drive there on. You can use the truck to get all your stuff to each ground, and then use your. Obviously, your tractors and farming expertise to make the. Pitches
to mow the grass.
Pristine. Yeah.
Yeah, I could do. I think they want sheep on Newcastle's ground though, and Liverpool's.
I like the way he actually barred as he said that.
I know, right?
So that's Park Eras. Did we expect anything else, I guess?
Swan
said he's going to go last. I'll go next. So nothing much has happened. I've only played it once this week. I've had a mad busy week. And obviously, it's an offline save from my brother. We did finish our second season, where I finished fourth, which is a bit of a anti-climax because most of the season I was, or three quarters of the season, I was like top. And then my brother decided it would be a good idea to put a bid in. And obviously, he's got a really good team, and they're in the Champions League and all that, and they're a bigger team. He's Inter Milan, I'm AC Milan, and he put a cheeky bid in for. I sold him Donnarumma. Remember me saying? Right, and he put a cheeky bid in for my goalkeeper, who still finished the season with more clean sheets than Donnarumma, even though this happened, and also my top goal scorer. So he put a bid in for both of them players, which highly unsettled both of them. And we
dropped
down.
They want to go to their rivals. Of course they would.
Well, it's not even that. They're at a much bigger level than us at the minute, because he's basically just bought everyone he can, like all the best players, and I've not got the money, so I'm trying to build a team like us Football Manager content creators and players do, unlike my brother, who just literally goes to the team with the more. He's basically Pep Guardiola. He goes to the team with the money, buys every player, so basically, which is convenient because he's a Man City fan, so he learns off his team, I guess. I'm not joking. I'm absolutely fuming about this because I was smashing it with my mediocre-ish team, and I weren't expecting to finish first, but I was doing really well, and I was playing a strikerless formation, courtesy of I can't remember who it was now, but I used his formation anyway, his tactic, strikerless, and I don't know if it's that Guido, is it him
Ring
that does
the
strikerless? So I was using that, and I was, because basically the issue I had is all my best strikers were out on loan for two seasons randomly, when I took over, and all the I couldn't get another striker to score. So I thought, if we can't do that, we'll just play strikerless. So we played strikerless, and it worked, and we was first most season, and I thought we might drop down to second, you know, which would still be an improvement on last season. But after my brother did that, we ended up dropping, and we went on like the longest losing streak I've had since I've been playing this game with him. And I think it was like 9 games without a win after being top most of the season, just because he unsettled my goalkeeper and my best top goal scorer. So I weren't happy with that.
I think that's a very clever tactic, really.
It is a very clever tactic, but when you're playing against your brother and you've already got a better team, it's very, very, what's the word? Shit else?
Frustrating.
Like, I'm not joking. I was livid. I was literally screaming at him because we were on like FaceTime as we're playing, and he's just like grinning at me like a little fucking dickhead, and I just want to punch my So yeah, that's where I am. And
Clearly that shows it works. He's successful.
Well, yeah, if you literally, my two best players in my team were absolutely smashing it, and they were literally the people that were making, you know, were keeping clean sheets, and Kessie was scoring goals, and it was just awesome. And then he thingied them, he unsettled and put a bid in for them, and then for the rest of the season we had in the unhappiness box them two want to be able to leave to go to Milan because they're at a much higher level, whatever. Yeah, so absolutely fucking livid. Bring on season three. And what about you, Swan?
So yeah, I'm carried on my Campus the Champions journeyman save Club 6 at Liverpool. And yeah, it's going all right, to be fair. It's the squad we got. We've still got a few recognisable players, considering the year like 2029 at this point, I believe. We've got a 37-year-old Alisson in goal, who's still a beast. He's amazing at 37 years old.
Well, they peak at that age, don't they, goalkeepers? They peak
at that age. So we've still got him. We've got a 31-year-old Joe Gomez. We've got a 29-year-old Jadon Sancho kicking around in the team. So there's a couple of still a few familiar names going around. But for a team that, you know, Liverpool are a big team anyway, and we are destined to top of the league.
I'm not, blow your own trumpet if you like.
Well, you know, someone's got it, aren't they? So, I mean, to be fair,
you ain't league champions yet, mate.
Well, to give you some context, Newcastle are still a mid-table Premier League team.
And I fully expect that to mirror reality as well in 2029. Yeah. The way this takeover's going.
I was going to say, there's been no thing of a Saudi takeover in my safe anyway.
Every little thing that seems to be coming out of it is that we shouldn't be taken over, and it's going to go down the pan. So that's now where I'm at with... I'm just basically a normal Newcastle fan again, where it's just like, oh yeah, I forgot we're Newcastle. This shit happens to us.
Yep. So there's been no thing of that in my save at the moment. So we're about halfway through the first season. We've negotiated past our Champions League group, which we got drawn against our former team, Napoli. Yeah, not Napoli, Lazio. Napoli was my last season save. So we had Lazio in the group stage, which was quite interesting. So I'd gone up against the team I'd left for to join Liverpool.
Did they FM you?
No, I think I FM'd them. I think that's how FMs work.
I think when it's a human player playing a team that they used to manage or a player that they sold to another team, that's when they get...
Oh, no, we destroyed them. I think it was 3-0 away from home and I think 2-0 at Anfield. And I think the way I described it was almost like every time Liverpool scored, I felt pain because I was seeing all my former players and getting absolutely destroyed on the pitch. And I brought one player with me from Lazio. We had Bedini in centre-back. And I, me and him were just there crying on the touchline going, we didn't want to do it like this. It wasn't
not
meant
like
to
this.
Like
it
this.
Wasn't meant to happen like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah. You know, please don't hate me. I still have I still like Lazio. It's fine. So that was quite interesting. So we did get through to the round of 16 of the Champions League. Top of the league at the moment. We've got quite a bit of a gap at the moment, actually. So I know in the season preview, we were like second favourites behind Man City to win the league. So it's not a surprise that we're up there. But I think the most interesting thing to come out of this team so far is that my best player, who his actual name in the game is called Promise Chidi. And for whatever reason, I stuck to the name of calling him Prince Chidi. He was by far the best player on my side. He's 5 stars compared to everybody else. But yet my youngster, Fabian Ertz, who I bought in to be his understudy on the left-hand wing side, is better than him. I play better with my youngster than I do with him in the team. So I'm trying to find a place in my side for my best player, and he can't fit in anywhere. So I'm debating selling him, but I know he's my best player. So I don't know what...
We should bring some money in then. Do you need money?
Not really. I mean, you know, I think I've spent about £200 million since I've been at Liverpool for 6 months, which is the most money I've ever seen in my life. So money's not an issue.
Then get rid of him. You can get another one at some point.
But then do I want to make my rival stronger?
Well, don't give him to your rivals. Give him to someone else. Someone else will buy him if he's that good.
Sell him to your former club. Sell him to Lazio.
Yeah, sell him to Napoli.
Yeah, I could. But then can they afford him? That's the question.
Well, loan him to him for free after you basically smashed him to bits.
Yeah, so that's my current sort of issue. So we're going into the January transfer window now next week. So
go over there with your hands out and sort of go to the chairman and go, look, I'm really sorry, here, have my best player.
Yeah. We're sorry for like smashing you 6-0 over two games. Use my best player, enjoy him. Do you know what I mean?
Rip him in the bow.
By the especially way, you're only having him because he can't get in my team.
Yeah, so he's a left winger, he is. He's a left winger, and he's left-footed as well. So I'm trying to train
him. To get a team who's that, a player who's that good in that position is actually quite impressive, because I always find left-sided players are so hard to come by, and especially good left-sided players.
Yeah.
You always kind of have to settle for left-sided players.
Exactly, but then to be fair, like I say, Fabian Ertz, who's only a 20-year-old sort of understudy, he's a left winger, but he's right-footed. So I've experimented with the inverted winger on the left-hand side, and he just does bits for me. I mean, he's got 17 crossing, he's got loads of pace. So I said, right, we'll put him as an inverted winger because he's not quite got the finishing for like an inside forward, but he does absolute bits. So like I say, I'm surprised he's gone from like a 3-star current ability to a 4.5-star in a space of 3 months. So he's developing really well, and he's, like I say, putting my best player on the bench. So, first world problems here when I'm moaning that the best player of my team can't get into the squad, and he'd get into every other team in the game. Other squad, he'd get into, he'd walk into
here, it. Here I am moaning about being cheated out by my brother.
I know. But then I think back to when I was at Swansea Uni, and, you know, I didn't have any contracts, and, you know, TNS were snapping at my players on a free in January every year. We've come a long way.
And you realise how good you've really got it.
I know, right? You know, and so I have become the TNS of the world football. So it's come full circle, almost. I think what I might do as well is I think I've worked out how I'm going to end my save. I think I'm going to try and wait for the... Nearly. So I think I might wait for TNS's manager to resign and then take them over and sabotage them to get revenge on them for screwing me over at Swansea Uni. But I don't know yet. We'll see how that pans out.
You want to carry on this save by doing that what you just said then, but to every team that's knocked you back along the way.
Yeah. So basically all of your teams.
You want me now, right?
So basically all of your teams.
Yeah.
So I'll take over Trelleborgs. I'll take over Newcastle. I'll take over AC Milan because they screwed me over when I was with Lazio. And just ruin them all.
Yeah, do it.
It's like reverse journeyman where I'll like ruin the clubs and then move on to the next one.
Yeah.
And call it the undo man.
Can you do Sunderland as well? I mean, they don't need much doing to them, but...
Do City as well?
Yeah, I'll have a list. I'll put a list out.
Yeah.
You all guys...
You take requests.
Give me a club you want me to ruin, and don't you worry, I will ruin them.
You watch, someone will come up with that now. They'll listen to this and go, oh, do you know what? That's not a bad idea. I'm going to do a series where I'm just going to ruin clubs.
I'm going to watch like Loki Doki upload now. I'm like, damn! Yeah.
to thousands and thousands of subscribers, yeah.
If Loki is Leicester, by the way, you have it, mate. You have it. Have it.
You want a percentage, though, right?
My Twitter DMs are open, but that's all I'm going to say.
10%. Okay, so well done. I mean, you're nearing the end, I guess.
I think it's coming up soon. I mean, like I say, the squad I've got, we had Real Madrid in the group stages and we lost 3-0 to them at the Bernabeu, but we'll forget about that one because we beat them 1-0 at Anfield. So we have got a squad that can take on the big sides, and I think it's a matter of time
now. I'm pretty sure what you've just said is just contradicted itself.
Well, it's the group stages, so it don't mean anything. You know, when we get to the knockout rounds, the team will be, you know, up for it then. So I think we've got a squad capable of winning it. And then it's just, my save ends once I win the Champions League.
Do you think it's going to be this season or next season?
I think it's tough, I think. Because
realistically.
It's going to be down to luck. I think next season. I don't think it'll be this year. Give me a year. Get my youngsters up. Yeah. If it is this year, brilliant. But if it's next year, but then I think I've got to give it. I think I got to put a time frame on this to Liverpool because otherwise I'll be like 10 seasons in and still haven't won.
With it being your team as well, it's like you don't want to let it go, will you?
But then the good thing is my reputation is so high now. I could probably go to the likes of Real Madrid, Barca, PSG, and just win it with them instead. So you know,
whatever.
I'd like to win it with Liverpool, but we'll see what happens, isn't it?
Now I kind of hope you don't, and Real Madrid want you, and you have to go to Real Madrid and win it with them.
Hey, that's fine by me. If they want to pay me more, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, but then you lose out on the fact that you can win it with your own team.
Yeah, I know, but
there's a moral dilemma there, isn't there?
Yeah, but my morals are easily bought. So
with virtual bucks that you can't spend on anything.
Yeah, no, 100%, mate, 100%.
Right, okay, that's our save updates, guys. Main topic this week is going to be, not going to be, but has been picked by Parkera. We put a tweet out. Do you want to take it away there, Parkera? Yeah.
We surely did. The tweet that we put out was that with all the events in recent times affecting football, would you like to see more random events added into future football managers? So we had a few replies. T. Davey came with one saying that if events were fun, like a voting system that allowed rule changes to the league. So, for example, you could vote, for like a retro league where gate money and all-star event sort of type deals that could be hosted at your ground. They could bring in, you know, the extra cash, allow more or less non-homegrown players in your squad to participate. Add more to the story and the reason to, you know, keep a long save.
Some clubs like out of season do hold like big events. Like I know St James's Park hold the rugby. I can't remember what it's called now. Well, I don't even really watch it, so I'm not always saying I know. But they hold the rugby there, and you know the home nations, or is it? No, it's not even the home nations. I don't think. It's something anyway. They hold rugby there and it makes them money. So I guess that would be something to add in. That would be quite
things
good.
Like that, yeah. As a club, yeah. I mean, Old Trafford gets used a few times for other events as well, you know?
So even if you had like a trade-off maybe, so like, right, you could have like a news article saying, right, you know, another sport wants to use your stadium for the home nations or whatever. And then the pros would be you get into money, but the cons would be your pitch condition goes down. Yeah. In preparation for the new season.
I mean, they don't have to add anything to the match engine for it, do they? They can just sort of make it an inbox thing.
Yeah, I mean, they could maybe look in the... Like, they could say in the back of somewhere, like, taking some of the big events, like, say, in, like, the Rugby World Cup or something like that, every, 8 years or something, it gets hosted, or possibility, you know, that gets hosted back in England or something like that. So that could be an event that gets used. Oh, guess what? Your ground qualifies. It's going to be used. So like you said, you get a little bit of extra dosh, but your ground goes a bit, you know, gets a little bit more messed up, and maybe you might have to play a home game somewhere else as a result. Just something like that. So, yeah, that's quite a good one there, T. Davey.
Yeah.
So his, you can follow him on Twitter at tdavy147. We've got some more as well. The good old Custard Prophet here. He said yes, but only if you had the option to turn it off. So yeah, that would be quite good if you.
I think that'd have to be a must. I think because the old school FMers, I know a lot of them, and I know what's his name, Miles said it would drift too far away from the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can turn it off, or maybe even just limit it. And yeah, as the option was there for the player to turn it off.
Yeah, because you've got like the likes of, you can choose what you subscribe to and that, can't you, in the game?
Yeah, so you can put it. You can preference it.
Yeah,
because you're going to get people that would love to have that sort of in place, but I think the option of switching it off has got to be there, like you were saying, with the old school guys who literally just want to play the game as is, how it should be, without the randomness in there. So, yeah, I tend to agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, and the Don Gaming, @_Don90, I think it opens a window for anything to happen. How frustrating would it be to be a point behind and lose a title on points per game with 10 games to go?
Yeah, you'd be pissed, wouldn't you? But that would add. Well, I don't know if that'd add to the. I don't know if that'd add to the being good or not. I think you.
Well, it depends on what your team.
That's what I mean. If you're the team that's second, and a team moves first, and it happens. You know, and you end up winning it because of that. That's different, isn't it? But then if you won it, if you lost it because of that, you would be so fucking pissed. Like,
it depends on what side of the fence you're on, really, isn't it?
Exactly,
that would be that would be a good random event to add. But hey, if you don't like it, you can turn it off.
Exactly. We'll combine Custom Profit's idea with Don Gaiman's idea, and we'll combine it into an even better idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, the trucking football manager at Argyle_Smith, he said, no, thank you. As Miles said himself, we play to get away from stuff like this, not to be reminded of it. They were the tweets. They were the ones that got replied to from the tweet.
I think we spoke about it before the show, didn't we, Parker?
Yeah.
How I think, not that they've taken it the wrong way, but more to, we wasn't sort of saying, yeah, let's chuck the coronavirus into Football Manager and, you know, lose half of the game. That's not what we were getting at. We were talking about random general anything. When I was logged into the FMC show, I put on there, the beach ball thing from, you know, the Liverpool-Sunderland beach thing.
That's one.
Something like that. Little bits, maybe, you know, not necessarily changing the full, you know, putting things in that are literally going to disrupt the whole game. Because obviously, as a Football Manager player, there's nothing worse than doing half a season and all of a sudden going, yeah, the season's been cancelled for the rest of the season, possibly longer because of coronavirus. It's like,
what am I
supposed to do? Just holiday the rest of it? What, like, it makes no sense. But, you know, little fun tidbits and stuff would be...
Because
I think,
they don't really have that, do they? I mean, some may argue that they have the 0.01% chance that you get a kid, or if you're successful enough, you get a stadium named after you, or one of your players, you know, comes out.
I mean, there is little, but yeah, that's not going to say the gay thing. Yeah,
But they don't happen enough to be considered, in my opinion, random. Like the beach ball one that you see, you know, made perfect sense.
But even if that was in the game at like 0.01%, that would be, you know, it wouldn't be enough to be frustrating, but it would be like, oh, that's awesome. Do you know what I mean? If that happened to me once in a 10-year save, I would think that'd be awesome.
Random thing. Because the ones
that
have achieved something to get.
It would be something for you to get on Twitter and go, look what just happened to me, guys. And it would be quite fun. Like, and it's not costing you much.
I disagree wholeheartedly, right? Because if I want to go win the league, right, and I get done by beach ball, I could get a million likes on Twitter. I'd still be annoyed.
What are the chances that what happening once is going to win the league? You very rarely do people only really win it on goal
difference.
That's
what would annoy me though, because it's the chance that it might happen, and then every time there's a highlight, I'd be like, oh, not now, not.
Yeah, but can
now.
You imagine, right? If I was in a stream and you were playing it and that happened, right, and you had like 1,000 people in the stream watching, that stream would go off. That'd be so fun. That'd be so funny. People would be laughing and you'd be clicking
sharing
it and all that.
Stream clips that they've caught it on. Oh my God, see this happening.
So but basically, everybody else gets enjoyment out of it apart from the person playing it.
Yeah, it's a little bit like cashing in Kylex coins to pick a formation to make me lose. That's kind of what it's like. I know you wouldn't find that funny.
Oh, I know, right? Of course not. I'd never do anything like that. But I disagree wholeheartedly. And I think my own opinion on this is that, like, I think that Cuss of Prophet said, if you could switch it off, which I would 100% do, then go for it, right? But for me personally, I don't want to have, like, you know, a random virus happen in the middle of my season. I don't want a beach ball happen on my game. I don't want lightning to strike my player on the pitch.
You're playing in some random country and a volcano erupts and just tones your stadium.
You know, I don't want anything like that. I don't want like a random goat walking onto the pitch and scoring a goal. And I don't want anything. I just want to play my game.
I can see why it'd be frustrating. But then on the other hand, like, why would SI put the time and effort into doing it if 95% of people were just going to turn it off? I think that's the issue, isn't it? Like, they're fun little things, but maybe they should do it like they do in the April Fool's thing. You know, maybe on April Fool's Day, just do it to everyone. Just do something random to everyone.
But there's a lot of opportunities to add small little random events without affecting your enjoyment, really.
Yeah, like the Steven Gerrard slip. I would love it if that was in there.
Well, because that would annoy me as well. Because if
that's the Steven Gerrard slip would be anyway. Awesome.
That happens anyway in games. I've seen it where a striker, my defender's been like ahead of my striker, and all of a sudden the striker burns past the defender and scores
yeah, but he
a goal.
Doesn't slip. He's just dead slow to react. It's like when you know when you've got the ball and you've just tackled someone, and you've got the ball and you stand still, and the player who's tackled you is on the floor, and he gets up and tackles you again before you've actually managed to accelerate away. Because you just stood there still. You're like, oh, I've just been tackled. I don't know how to move for a few seconds.
Yeah.
And you can't put one foot in front of the other before the other guy gets back up after he slide tackled you and dispossess you of the ball again and then take the ball away. Like, that is a random event right there. That never happens in football. Like, I've never seen a player slide tackled, stay on his feet, in possession of the ball, and wait for another slide tackle from the same player. Like, that's never, ever happened ever in the history of football. Yeah, that's in there. So, I guess... when you look at and what's the other one where you keep the ball in? That happens far too much. Where you run, keep the ball in, and carry on running, and then someone comes and takes the ball. Like, that happens far too much. Like, there's two things that you could switch around and make more realistic.
You know, those are random events, though.
They are random events. They never happen in real life. They're random in Football Manager.
Well, that's true.
But they too often happen for them to be random.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So, you know. If they can do that in Football Manager and make it unrealistic, why can't they put things that are realistic?
I still disagree. I mean,
like, even just something like a little fun day for the local community, you know?
Yeah, like that, I agree with.
You know, just something. They don't have to be... like I wasn't meaning in the sense of, oh, football's being closed down for 6 months because someone farted and the world's all stink.
or World War III breaks out, so football's cancelled. You know, I don't think anything that cancels football would be a good idea.
I think if it doesn't affect the match, then I'd go for it.
No, but
like,
not the match. I think things can affect the match because things can realistically affect the match. Like, why is there no streakers? I mean, obviously not full-on streakers, but, you know, crowd trouble or anything like that. Like,
I don't want streakers in my Football Manager game, though.
Little pixelated penises.
Little going across the pitch. Yeah.
But these are real-life things that actually happen. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, and they should be allowed to... they should be in the game.
They shouldn't.
Something like ticket scalpers being caught by the local police. So X amount of tickets have suddenly become available for the away fans.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something like that.
No.
Like nothing that would call games off or call seasons off. But little things that make...
Well, they technically do already put things in there to call the games off or at least postpone them, don't they?
Postponements are
so
just generally normal.
They can do that,
they?
Which is in a way is a random event. So they surely can do other things.
Yeah.
Thereabouts. Yeah.
But I wouldn't want anything that
not
would actually...
not pull the whole season off or anything.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. I wouldn't want anything that disrupts the season or, you know... I mean, postponements and stuff like that is a different thing that happens anyway. So you could just postpone reasons.
The World Cup, I can't remember. Is the World Cup in, was it 2022? Is that in FM as moving to a random country?
Yeah.
But is it still around the June, July period in the game?
Yeah, I think for the last few FMs, it's always moved location.
That's another thing. What is going to happen? Obviously, FM 2021, we're going to have a World Cup in there, aren't we?
Yeah, because isn't that supposed to be happening? Like, isn't that the
2020 event is being moved to 2021, isn't it?
Yeah.
So does that mean when they bring Football Manager 21 out, we're going to have the event in that rather than... because obviously...
Will the Euros be at the end of the season in FM 21?
Yeah, because obviously... it is still... if you play Football Manager 20, you're still going to get the Euros there, aren't you? You're still going to get them. Because none of this happened before. But are we going to get them again in 21 now?
I'd say so. Keep it realistic.
But if it's going to be realistic, why can't we put a beach ball on the pitch?
Because it doesn't work like that.
What about a vuvuzela?
Oh, right. We need to kill those off. I was sick of them when they first came out. That ruined 2010 for me, that day.
When the World Cup goes to Australia, everyone pulls out their didgeridoos.
You what?
Now that I'm on board with. didgeridoos, I'm on board.
Pulling out your didgeridoos in the stadium.
100%.
Oh, the pizza. Hey, excuse me, sir, that's not a didgeridoo.
Is right, that a didgeridoo you're carrying over there? Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Stop playing with your didgeridoo.
Yeah.
So we know this isn't going to happen. We know it's not going to happen because Miles already said it's not going to happen. But I personally think it's quite a good idea. Just little bits that make the game more fun. And
because I mean, the news items that you get, they're like space bar, space bar, space bar, space bar. You know what?
They're so repetitive, aren't they? Like it's literally repetitive every single time.
Chucking something in there that goes,
One thing I will say is another mobile game does have a lot more random events to it. Because I know because I go on the Football Manager Reddit quite often, and you get like really random things like, oh, you can be, because you've done so well, you're now the manager on an unlimited contract and stuff like that. And it's a lot more free than it is on the actual PC version of the game. So I'd certainly like to see some of those type of things, which what I would say is classed as a random event. You can have like, I think it's more chance if you're having a stadium named after you. There's loads of random stuff that happens in the version of the game.
There's a comment in the Discord. Where is it? I'm trying to find it now. That mentioned, for example, like, what if you went to the interview for a club and they say, look, right now you're not the right choice for the club, but maybe in 2 or 3 years we may take another look at you.
There isn't much feedback from them, sort of things.
In a way, that could be considered a random event because it's the same thing. At the interviews, everyone knows it's what options to select.
Yeah.
You know?
And I know it's realistic.
Yeah.
I know it's realistic about, obviously, the most annoying thing is when you apply for a job and you never hear back at all. And I know that's realistic because, you know, they're not obviously going to get back to everyone, but it's just annoying because you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting and you do miss other opportunities and stuff like that.
Or just apply for like 10 jobs at once.
Yeah, but then you get a rollicking for doing that, don't you? You get a bad rep for doing that.
Yeah, but then if you just choose the option, I was merely considering my options, then the board doesn't really care about it anyway. that's an amazing quirk of Football Manager interviews.
Super Swan's got his workarounds on everything.
Or if you, you know, like, slightly off topic, but, you know, when you have the interview, you have, like, one major controversy and they bring it up for your whole career afterwards, if it happened once. Oh, you got a history dressing room atmosphere. And I'm like, mate, you know, it was Glenn Torren 10 years ago. Get over it, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
Super Swan Bassett over
it. That's been in the game. That's been an issue and a gripe in the game for a wee while now, two or three years, rubbish like that popping up. I think FM20 definitely more so I've seen of it than before. It's like you said, Swan, it's something that happened on your first day at your first club, and, you know, you're now 25, 30 years later, and you're getting still asked about it. It's like, seriously? I mean, what, are you only just checking the newspapers now?
Yeah, but then what I also find funny, right, is that when you first started out, right, the interview's like, oh, you know, you haven't had many experiences at many clubs. Do you feel the lack of experience goes against you? And then when you go later on in your career, when you've had like 6 or 7 clubs, they'll go, oh, you've jumped from club to club. Does that mean you're not going to stay with us too often? And you're thinking, I can't win with you guys. You know, if I have 2 less jobs, you're saying I'm not experienced. If I have 2 many jobs, you're saying I'm going around all the clubs, you know.
Yeah, they need to pay attention
you're
to
a club
whore.
Pretty much. Right, I'll save my rant about job interviews for another day. I could go on about this for a while.
That could be your next topic.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so should we say, right, I'm for it. I think it'd be a fun little thing, as long as they kept it minimal. And like you said, you could turn it off. What about you, Swan?
I am dead against it.
Dead against it.
I'm for it with an option to turn it on and off if you want to or not. It just adds little bits and pieces to the game. Especially the game now has got to a point where you already predict what's going to happen in terms of the news and things, what questions you get at press conferences. So it's just
it's very predictable.
You know, it's just a space bar section now. So adding random events and things could really spice it up and help things out, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. See, so actually, you know, the majority in this vote says that it'd be a good idea. So, Miles, if you're listening, then, you know, start adding in little random things. Yeah.
Stick to your guns, Miles. Don't listen to them. Don't Google them.
And again, we're not talking massive things that we don't want these things that cause riots.
You just said earlier on you're going to get a streaker to come on the pitch.
That's not a riot. He comes on the pitch. He gets taken off by police, and that's it. It's done. It stops the match for like 2 minutes.
I'm also pretty sure we mentioned about a volcano erupting as well.
Yeah, that might have been a little bit of an oversight on my part.
Oh yeah, Mordor.
It was the Mordor mod.
Yeah.
We should get more mods for Football Manager. Like to make them things like that. Like, can you imagine having seeing your stadium and then all around the back seeing like Mordor as the backdrop?
Yeah.
Christ, Mordor football, like Lord of the Rings and football
the
teams
versus the elves.
Yeah, you just got like Frodo in goal.
I'd be terrible. He's like 3 foot
Gandalf
tall.
Gandalf, your striker. No, Gandalf, your goalkeeper. You shall not pass.
Yeah, but then you'd have to be like, you can't use magic because that's an added. You're not allowed to do that.
No, but then if you've got the ring, you can go invisible and just dribble around everyone and score.
But you don't make the ball invisible, do you?
Well, yeah, it's probably going to be easier to be invisible than not to be, though, isn't it?
But people in football, you follow the ball, not the person.
Yeah, but sometimes you can read their body movements and kind of have an idea as to what's going on. Whereas if you're invisible, all they see is the balls. That ball can go in any direction. For all they know, the player's got their back to them, they're in front of them, they have no idea.
Well, in that case, sticking your arm out and clotheslining them is not a foul because you didn't see them.
Exactly, it never happened. You don't know there's a foul.
I was putting my arm out because I was losing balance and he went into my arm. So
he dived, foul, ref. Yeah. You didn't see physical contact, he dived.
Yeah, there was no contact. Prove it. VAR, go for it.
Yep.
Right, okay. So we've got two yeses and one no. That is where we're going to leave that discussion. I think it'd be quite fun to do something like that. But even if it was just for April Fools. But again, with what Parker said, I think it would... you know, make the inbox and that a little bit more spruced up and fun rather than just monotonous pressing of the space. Should we move on to the quiz?
Oh, yes.
Right, now, this isn't... I did mention before, I forgot I was doing the quiz, so I've had to put these...
Like I said to you, you know, the responsibilities of winning the quiz, mate. You know, you were so happy last week that you beat me.
I know.
You were so happy you whitewashed me, and then you've got to live up to your responsibilities.
I know.
Sometimes you win the quiz and you're like, woohoo! But then suddenly the realization is, I've got to do the quiz next week.
With great responsibility comes, no, with great power comes great responsibility, as they say.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we have 7 questions and a tiebreaker if needed. They're not really hard questions. They're not really easy questions. They're a bit of mishmash. So we're gonna go with it. Are we ready?
How are we doing this? Are we fastest finger first or?
Yeah, just usual. Shout your name and you can have a guess. And if the first person gets it, obviously the second person doesn't get a chance. That's the fastest person in. First person in gets the chance, and the other person can only get a chance to go if the other person gets it wrong.
Right, okay.
Yep. Roger.
So there's no yeah, I agree with him.
Yeah.
So we're taking that out. Yeah. So I know.
That's why whenever I do the quizzes, I do it that way, just in case someone goes, oh yeah, I agree with him. If someone's really confident in saying it, I'm like, yeah.
That's why you're so fair. That's why
you're a
today.
Well, you know.
So it's fast finger first, and if you're not first in, you only get a chance to say it if the other person gets it wrong, okay? So, question 1. Who scored the fastest ever Premier League goal?
Parkura.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say Cantona.
No.
Robbie Fowler.
No. It was Shane Long. Funny enough. 7.69 seconds. I thought that'd be quite an interesting one because I didn't know that either.
No, interesting. Okay.
Shane Long. Okay. I'm not sure. I think we might have had this one on the show before, but I don't remember it. But it does sort of seem familiar, and I don't think it might because I've read it from a book. But
I've slept since then, so if we have had it before, I've forgotten.
Who has scored goals? That's not it. Who has scored goals for the most Premier League clubs?
Oh God! Trying to think who's played for a lot of clubs. Swan.
Right.
Teddy Sheringham.
No.
Yeah.
So who has scored the most Premier League goals?
Who has scored goals for the most Premier League clubs?
Rooney?
No.
Yeah.
Craig Bellamy. With seven clubs, which were Coventry, Blackburn, Newcastle, Liverpool, West Ham, Man City, and Cardiff.
That's right, yeah. It's been around for a while, though.
Yeah. So maybe this is a harder quiz than I thought. It's an informative one, if nothing else. Yeah. Okay. Who became the first team to score in every one of their 38 Premier League games?
Swan, Man United.
Swan, no.
No.
It's common sense, really. One, to be fair.
And they're all the 31 Premier League games.
38 Premier League games. They scored in every game in a season. Don't make me get the countdown music on.
Pass.
Arsenal.
Yeah, fair enough. It was going to be one of the big teams, wasn't it?
That's why I said it's common sense, because they went unbeaten for the longest, didn't they? So
that's right. The Invincibles, didn't they?
So, yeah, and it was that season as well. Okay, so this one's going to be an eye up mirror. And if any of you get this, it's going to be a bit crazy. Which ex-Premier League manager has an asteroid named after him?
Jesus.
Ray Parler.
When did he manage in the Premier League?
I have no idea. That's just a name I brought out there as such a random event. It's not even...
Who would be into astrology that was a former Premier League manager?
Which ex-Premier League manager has an asteroid named after him?
Ruud Gullit.
And if you can name the asteroid, you get an extra point.
I'm going to go Ruud Gullit.
No.
Well,
I will go seriously with an asteroid named after him. Harry Redknapp.
No. It was Arsene Wenger. And the asteroid is called 33179 Arsene Wenger.
Very original name, that.
Yep. Look it up. True story.
Wow.
Okay. That's four questions, zero right answers. Who is the youngest Premier League goal scorer?
Pacquiao. Youngest, Wayne Rooney? Or has that been passed? I think it's been surpassed now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not Wayne Rooney.
No, I know who it is. Oh, but I can't think of his name. I can see him. Oh, right. He played for Everton. I know who it is, but I can't think of his name. Oh. Do I get a point if I tell you what team he played for?
No.
Oh, think. I can see him scoring. It was like around about 2003, 2004. Oh, watch how I'm wrong now. Think. Pass. I don't know.
I think you do know, yeah. But I can't give you a point. It was James Vaughan.
Oh, yeah!
For Everton.
Oh.
And he was 16 years and 270 days.
I remember
days.
The goal. Oh.
Sorry, dude. Right, so the next question is, which actually, this is the final question. Oh, and then we've got a bonus if we need it. Which ex-Premier League player required treatment after hitting himself in the face with a corner flag from a celebration?
Right. Oh, Mikel Arteta.
No.
Because he used to flag. Did he have to do some of the corner flag? Maybe not. I don't know.
Parkera?
Okay. No, I'm going to say nothing.
Needed treatment. I've got the picture in my face, but I can't. Jesus.
Got the picture in your face.
Bloody Fowler?
No. It was Thierry Henry.
I wouldn't have got that.
He required treatment after celebrating with a corner flag and hitting himself in the face with it.
Who was the player that used to box the corner flag?
It was
South Africa, I think he was. Wasn't
he a Man United player?
No, he was an Everton player.
Yeah.
So it'll come to me.
Yobo or someone?
No, he was a midfielder.
Oh, that's no one's getting a question and answer for that point for that question and answer anyway. I can't even talk. Right, okay. So the last, this is quite an easy one. I think.
Try to tell something, Jack.
No, I know that.
I think it's an easy one, but there's a reason I think this is an easy one. So, you know, yous might not. Which club holds the record for the least wins in the Premier League?
Over a season or since Premier League?
The least wins in a season.
Right. I think I know the answer then. Derby County.
Yep, is Derby County.
Yeah. Because they had that terrible season, didn't they?
It was terrible. And they had one. They won one game. And guess who that team was against?
Newcastle.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know what the best thing is? You know what the best thing is we played them and we drew with them. Yeah?
Yeah.
We drew with them. And then we played them the next time, and I was like, "These are terrible. These are absolutely terrible. We're gonna absolutely smash them this time." And then we lost.
Yep.
And that I was the one. That's how I knew that was the thing. So you win with 1 point. Not the greatest victory of your life, but better than last week, I guess.
Do you know what? Right, a win's a win at the end of the day. Do you know what I mean? It don't matter how they come.
Better than last week, where you got absolutely steamrolled.
Yeah, but like I say, you know, I may have lost the battle last week, but I came back and won the war this week.
I don't think that's how it works.
I'm not sure this is a war win.
I think it's just another better one.
I'm taking the battle. I'm taking it.
Right, okay. So let me just get this written down.
Yeah, it's like English would always beat the Welsh, but now and again the Welsh would get lucky and beat the English, but they didn't win the war, they won the battle.
We won the battle, it's all the battles, never mind the war.
Right, so we are back to two between each of us. It's 9-7-5. I really wanted you to win that one, Parkera.
Oh, well, I don't have to do the quiz next week.
I know.
Yep. It's one that does the quiz. Is it worth doing the quiz to get 1 point?
Exactly. See, you've been saying for weeks to try and catch me up,
it's,
but now
it's how much you want it, isn't it?
Just think how many quizzes I've had to do because of all this wins I'm having. You know, it's not easy.
You've had to do nine. I've had to do seven.
Exactly. It's not hard. You know, I feel bad for the people who have to put these quizzes together, and as someone who's in the lead, I feel that pain more than anyone.
Plus, you guys both had, was it two quizzes ahead or three quizzes in front of me?
So really, Parker, we should give you 3 points there.
Technically.
Yeah, so really that means that Darren's in last.
and Parker is actually second, one behind Swan.
Yeah,
conveniently just one behind Swan rather than one ahead of him.
And Swan's okay.
Well done, guys. That apparently was harder than I thought. I wonder how the listeners get on. Let us know, listeners, if you do better than Swan and Parkera in the quiz, either at the Discord or on the Twitter. So where can we find you, Swan?
You can find me on Twitter at SuperSwanYT, on YouTube, SuperSwan, where, as I was saying earlier, we do a journeyman save every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm on Twitch, twitch.tv/super_Swan. Do some non-FM stuff over there. Do playing some Final Fantasy 9 over there at the moment. And yeah, SuperSwan on the Discord. So hit me up about, you know, how amazing I am at quizzes.
And Parkera?
You can find me, Parkera_NZ on Instagram and on the Twit Machine, and ParkeraNZ on the Book of Faces.
Book of Faces. Remember that. and I am, as always, Kylex Plays everywhere. Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Instagram.
Everywhere.
So, everywhere. That's everywhere.
You go on any website out there, you type in Kylex Plays, he's there.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. Even Pornhub. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just got it's one video.
It's not
and that's...
going down there again.
No, it's just got one video on my Pornhub. It's just me absolutely raping Swan.
Wow.
On the quiz.
Well,
let me just add the quiz part there. Yeah. Yeah. I realised. Yeah.
I mean, clearly we know that's fake because we look at the total scores. I mean, clearly that's not true.
Oh, no, but I'm on about the absolute pillaging of
domination
last week.
Yeah, well, the less we talk about last week, the better, to be honest with you.
Okay, so just once before we go, I just want to remind you, review, rating, if you get the chance. I know a lot of people listen to these things in their cars and when they're not on the computers or whatever. So if you do get a chance, please do. It really does help. And we are growing pretty well. And also, once again, thank you to our listeners in Gibraltar. But for this week, it's goodbye from me, goodbye from Swan,
Trump,
and goodbye from Parkera.
Kia kaha.
Thanks for listening again, guys. Peace out.